Hey, guys, I'm Darren. I'm an alcoholic. And I had to take off my safety blanket. It was made very clear I need to take my hat off here. My gift was given to me in July of 2008. And like the guys that were up here, congratulations for the token takers and for the ones that didn't say anything. And I'm incredibly grateful to be up here. I'm incredibly grateful for the newcomers. I'm incredibly grateful for those of you out there that choose to be willing. Drink like a normal person. I did that forever. And I could not stop. My sorries were gone at home, you know. And I couldn't stop. But every time that I did try to stop, I was sincere. I wanted to stop because I was done. I was done hurting. I was done hurting my kids. I was done hurting my family. But within 2 or 3 days, I would think that I could have a couple drinks. And it would start all over again. And I live like that because as an alcoholic, I'm incredibly durable. We can live. You know, people talk about fear of death. You know, as we all do, as so many of us do. I understand what it's like to want to put a gun in your mouth. I know that feeling. I know the feeling of wanting to die. Because you can't stop doing that. Can't stop doing something that you want to stop doing. That just has people sober in here for a long time. I was a soldier in this program for a long time. I bounced out and just a pitiful and incomprehensible. You know, spilling my guts in these meetings. I'd go to different meetings all the time because I didn't want anybody to know me. You know, and I tried to not announce myself as a newcomer. I tried everything, just like the book says, but you got to read it to know that. This shit doesn't happen by osmosis, you guys. You got to read the book. I had to read the book to know that it was written about me. And like I said, in these rooms, I'm incredibly typical. Outside of these rooms, I'm not. I am so different than other people outside of this room. When I came to the end of my drinking, like I said, my sorries were gone. And I was tired. I couldn't even think of how to get sober. That's why my sobriety is a gift. I had to be just willing to be willing, I guess, like you hear about in here. Because it was nothing that I did that got me here. It's a total gift. But until I'd made that step and reached out to another man and asked for help, my life changed. But until I did that, I kept doing the same thing. But once I reached out and asked another man for help, my life changed. It changed 180 degrees. Because pain brought me to these rooms. Pain brought me here. I didn't want to stop drinking. I didn't want anything. I wanted the pain to go away. That's the only reason I came here. And I didn't know anything else. Because I'd lived in pain for so long, and I'd caused pain for so long. Like I said, alcoholics are durable. You know, you see people live like that their whole life, and they never get this gift. You know, for whatever reason, I don't know. I don't know how I got it. But until I was willing to be willing, and that was all I could do, and ask for help, my life changed. And I worked those steps. You know, the about 15 years or so that I bounced in and out of here, I never worked the steps. You know, I had a little sobriety, which is horrible. sobriety without spirituality is fucking horrible. That's where people kill themselves. That's where I wanted to die. Because when I was still drinking, I could still cover up those feelings with whatever I wanted to. And I could make them go away for a minute. But without spirituality and alcohol, it's horrible. And I still see people that live like that. I still people that stop drinking and never work the steps. And that's sad. Because you have no fucking clue what it's like out there until you work those steps and change your life. And for me, which is very typical, my ego was fear. I lived in my ego, which is complete fear. I lived like that my whole life. And I had to change that. It's not saying that I don't have any fear today, because I do, but I don't let it control my life. I don't let it make decisions for me today. And when I worked those steps, and you know what? I didn't want to work any of them. I didn't want to work the first step. I didn't want to work the fourth step. I didn't want to work the ninth step. I didn't want to work the 12th. I didn't want to work any of them because there was nothing in it for me. Because that's how I am. I'm incredibly self-centered. But I did. I worked the steps and I did what I was told in these rooms. You guys are the ones that taught me how to live. You know, good and bad. A lot of you taught me what I didn't want to be. But there's enough of you in here that take this thing seriously that kept me around because I wanted what you have. I wanted that peace. I wanted to be able to look in the mirror, not at that piece of shit that I looked at every day, but at a good man. And I get to look at that today, and I do get to sleep. When I go to bed at night, I get to sleep. I don't have stupid shit running through my head. Well, I do, but I mean, for the most part, I don't have that. I have an incredible life. And the way that I live my life today, after I worked those steps, I have had a spiritual awakening as a result of those steps. And I have been given a gift, which I'm allowed to change people's lives. And I don't take that for granted either. I take this program very seriously. And I pass on what I have. I have to attract, people have to be attracted to me for what I have. That peace that you see with these guys that take 25 years and 23 years. That's what I want. That's what I wanted the whole time. The whole time I was out there drinking, I wanted that peace. And I have that. You know, I have a great life. It's not necessarily everything that I want, but I get to sleep at night. And I'm given the opportunity and the ability to change people's lives. And I get to work the steps with other men. You know, and that's pretty awesome. And when I first came in here, I've never had a pink cloud. I have no freaking clue of what a pink cloud is. You know, but obviously it's pretty cool because, you know, you see people, they're all happy and shit. I didn't have that. You know, I'm the sometimes slower guy. But that's the way my whole life has been. But you know what? With that ability comes responsibility. And I do. I read that book. Sometimes I have to go to step studies because I know I won't do it at home. So I go to a step study and I read that book. And I do change people's lives. And people are attracted to me for what I have. And that's an incredible feeling. And I'm so grateful for this program, for all you guys, because you guys are the ones that taught me how to live. And for all you guys that continue to not be willing and think that you can do it on your own, go ahead. Go out there and fucking drink. Be that train wreck, because what you will do is keep me sober. And I'm very grateful for you. And I'm very grateful for the people that do choose to work this program and work these steps. Because so much of this shit, I don't know how it works, but it does work. It's worked for me, and it's given me that incredible peace of mind that I couldn't have got anywhere else because I tried. Just like the book says, I tried everything. But now I have to be a humble man because that's how I learn. The humility that brought me here is something that I keep with me because that's how I learn. That's how I'm able to listen. I don't feel I have to voice my opinion everywhere I go. I've been given the gift of being able to listen. Listen to other people. even if there's nothing in it for me. But that's how I live my life, you guys. And it's an incredible life. It's an incredible peace of mind that you have to give yourself that chance if you want it. Just like me and so many other people out here just reached out for help, asked for help. That's all you got to do. The hardest thing I ever did was ask another man for help. But it changed my life. And it's given me the ability to change other people's lives. And it's a gift. Just like being coming here tonight. I don't turn down opportunity. You know? Opportunity doesn't come along all the time. And I still have that choice of whether I could sit at home. I didn't get sober to sit on the fucking couch. I got sober to live this life. And I'm getting all of those promises. Every fucking one of them. And it doesn't come to me. I have to go get it. It's like they say, God doesn't drive you to the meetings, but he's waiting there when you get there. And that's exactly how it works for me. You know, this is a great life, you guys. Give yourself a chance. Give your head a break. You don't have to be a soldier anymore. You know, reach out and ask for help. Allow your life to be changed like so many people in here. Don't let your head tell you what to do. Because that's what got you here. And you didn't get here by accident. Normal people don't go to Alcoholics Anonymous. You know? But for somebody that hated being an alcoholic, 5 years ago, I hated being an alcoholic. I hated it. It was the worst thing that could have ever happened to me. Today, I'm incredibly grateful to be an alcoholic because it allowed me to change my life. You know, and it's awesome. And I don't hide it. I got to be careful about people around me. But I'm not. I'm very open about my alcoholism. You know, I like weird looks. You know, that's fun. I like being different. I'm okay with that today. You know, and this is an awesome opportunity if you want it. Take advantage of it, you guys. I thank you for allowing me to be here.